Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Katie from the Wake Up Call with us, brought to you by, if you were tuning in during the commercial break on the live stream train with map.fit/ESPN1320, she just finished her training over at the facility in Granite Bay. You can go to trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320, take advantage of the free nutritionist consultation they got going on, the free macro calculator that they got right there on the website, and of course there's a link to maptrition.com as well, where you can grab your strength enhancers, your fat burners, your cravings crushers, all of that good stuff that I take right there on the website. If you have any questions about it, Greg develops this stuff right here in Sacramento and can answer any questions that you have about it. Again, it's trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320.
You know what I realized like a few weeks ago?
What?
Is that Granite Bay is like around the corner.
Yeah.
So like we're right I come here. To work and I go home. Like, I don't really hang out around here.
And you live
for no reason. I just got a long drive back to get home, so I don't really hang out. But
you live in Elk Grove?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was because in my head, Granite Bay is
Folsom.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
And then I went and got coffee or something like that, and it's like, oh, yeah, this is the Granite Bay location. I said, no, this is the Roseville location. What are you talking about? No, it's like right around the corner.
So. Yeah. It was great. I'm a little sweaty, so forgive me.
No, that's okay. No one notices, so it's fine. But if you, you feel the need to point it out, it's like, it's okay. Katie from the Wake Up Call here. Another thing about the Wake Up Call, they're going to be at Roosters on the River tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. 11-1.
11-1, giving away tickets to Golden Sky every 10 minutes and 65 seconds. That's what we're
telling everyone.
Yeah. Every 10 minutes and 65 seconds.
Took me a while, but I was like,
branding,
okay,
guys. Great branding.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
You guys have done this before.
10 minutes and 65 seconds. They'll be giving away tickets to Golden Sky, so you can head out there to Roosters on the River to hang out with Katie and Gavin. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to talk about. We never got to do a Disney wrap-up because...
Okay.
Well, just circumstances prevented that from happening.
I did everything I could to affect you as much as
I could. No, you did a great job.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did it. You did a great job. I will point out, my girl was a trooper. She started not feeling well Sunday morning at about 2:30 when we woke up to catch the flight. So I wake up to a text thinking, hey, just making sure you're awake. Nope. The text is, hey, vomiting. Can you check to see? Can you check to see if we can move our flight?
Yeah.
I'm like,
you tried.
All right, sweetie. I don't think we can, but I'm going to try.
Yeah.
And like,
the answer was no.
The answer was, it was like, look, if we move our flight, we have to call Disney. And so it was like, can you get there? Like, once we get there, we'll get through everything else, but can you get there? And God bless her.
It was rough, though, man. I had had a pillow on the plane. Well, I put the pillow against him. I was just laying there, and it was just like, please don't throw up on the plane. Just please don't throw up on the plane. And I didn't.
That's great, because I was thinking, please don't throw up on me.
Well, yeah.
Please don't throw up on me.
I ain't going to lie to you. If I was Dame and it looked like you were about to throw up, I'm getting out the way.
Well, he didn't have a choice, because we were in row B on a Southwest flight.
Nah, I would have been real quick. Yeah. Wouldn't have threw up on me.
Well, she didn't.
I didn't.
She didn't.
Fell over, hit her head or something, because I got out the way. I'm like, no, hey.
Just
hey.
Pivot.
Watch my shoes.
No, what did you think of your Disneyland experience?
Oh, I had a blast.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Were you filled with Disney magic?
I was filled with Disney magic.
Okay.
Just as Kyle Madsen was hoping.
Mm-hmm.
I was filled with Disney magic. No, it was a blast.
We did go to that tiki bar, Trader Sam's, and you weren't as impressed as I thought you were going to be.
I wasn't.
Okay, what was Trader Sam's?
Okay, what is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's a tiki bar, but depending on what people at the bar order, the environment changes. So if somebody orders, I don't know, whatever drink, they're like, oh my God, a volcano. And then like the windows change and things shake.
And that's pretty cool. It was cool. It happened like once or twice.
I think
while
it happened
we were
twice while we were there.
And then they like, hey, it's water.
It's
and then it's like spring. But like, also, I could imagine like if it's a little later in the day and everyone's like super hyped and they're like, "Oh, yay!" That wasn't really the case. It was just like,
well, we were also trying not to throw up.
Well,
so,
you were trying not to throw up, and then I think really we both just wanted a nap.
Yes,
but our rooms weren't
ready,
so we were just kind of like lingering around.
Yeah.
And that was the second drink we had before noon.
Oh, that's safe.
Now we
turned up. That's what I'm talking about.
It was 10 o'clock. I was like, you want an adult bevy? He goes, it is 10 a.m., but I am not saying no.
And the drink was fantastic.
Yeah.
Wherever we had it.
We went to Pim's Kitchen, Ant-Man.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Before noon
drinking.
You're on vacation, so.
And that was the other thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were on vacation. We were working a lot, filming videos. And
great videos, too, by the way.
Thank you.
Videos.
He was a great sport about it.
We
had a very good time. Those
they
videos
all made
got
me
a
chuckle.
Lot of views, too.
Yeah, they all made me
oh,
chuckle.
My God. And then somebody tagged one of the videos and said he should be on Dilfs of Disney, the Instagram account.
Oh,
that
man.
That was,
snap.
Okay.
And started tagging Dilfs of Disney.
That was Good Kid Dad City, by the way, who did that.
Dilfs of Disney. Yeah.
Can't lie. Didn't register with the hand. I was like, what did Good Kid just tag us in? Oh.
It's just an account with just hot dads of Disneyland.
That is wild.
Yeah,
they got an account for everything.
No need to tell anyone I'm not a dad. I was just
your dog.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, dog dad.
Dog dad. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But Disney was a blast, and it's spurned all sorts of ideas for Katie and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the good things about the first ever time I called in sick in my entire radio career. Is she was home, I was home, and it was, hey, Netflix just dropped this basketball series, and she's game. She's like, oh, I'm gonna watch it.
Because reality TV.
That's her bag.
Right.
And so I laid in bed for 10 straight hours with minimal ability to move, watching all of those episodes of Starting Five. Which I don't think you made it through all 10 in one sitting.
I got through most of not in one sitting.
But you did watch a lot of them.
Yes, I watched most of them.
You had a lot of questions through the first few hours of that viewing.
Yes, and I do have some questions for you guys now.
Okay.
Well, first I want to break down like why this was a great reality show. But none of it's going to be about sports, guys. So
that's what makes it great.
But feel free to ask me questions. Okay, so with any great reality show, you need a couple of different players. You need the fun one, mm-hmm. which is the one you like really want to be friends with. Mm-hmm. You need the OG. Okay, you've watched Housewives,
yeah,
Casey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so like you know Vicky Gumbelson, the OG of the OC. No,
no
okay, that's
no.
fine. You need a villain. Now, people will be like, oh, I hate this person.
Yeah.
You have to hate someone.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just part of the formula. Okay? Then there's the one you're rooting for. And then there is the nice one, like the sweetheart. Okay? And that exists in this series.
I don't want to mess up what you're saying, but can I take a guess on who these people are?
Oh, go yeah. Oh, I'd love that. Yeah.
Sabonis obviously is a nice one.
Mm, really? I was going Tatum.
No, I think Tatum is more of the... Well, Tatum might not have a category, but we'll see. Okay. Sabonis is a nice one.
Okay, he's
Ant-Man's
right.
Ant-Man's the villain.
Is he?
Yep, okay. He's right.
LeBron is the OG.
Correct.
Jimmy's the fun one, and Tatum doesn't have a category.
He's the one you're rooting for.
Oh, you're
now,
rooting
for. Now, I understand.
I thought Domas would be the one you were rooting for. Because he was the one who missed the All-Star game. He was the one who missed the playoffs. Mm. He was the one who they talked about being criminally underrated.
Mm. Okay, but he's also a single dad. The only woman he seems to have in his life is his mom,
Tatum,
right?
That's Tatum. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Jason
yeah,
Tatum.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that who you were talking about?
I was talking about Domas, our guy. I was
oh, no, he's the...
No, I got it. You have him as the nice one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But all there's... Right. Okay, there's reasons for all of this. So, obviously, LeBron, the OG.
Yeah.
Okay?
Although, LeBron could fall into the category as the fun one.
Yes! Okay, that's part of my notes here. Gentlemen.
I love that you have notes, by the way. This is a shoot. She keeps looking down at something. She has notes.
I have notes.
Look, typed out notes that she printed because she's 60 years old. Do you print your directions too?
MapQuest.
MapQuest.
MapQuest, Katie.
How do you guys do it?
The Notes app.
You know what?
Like this every is, civilized person, we use the Notes app.
Professionalism. Okay.
Okay? Yep.
Maybe try.
I saw a printed email for you over by Complex's office. Okay, like, what is this?
Can I tell you something? I went over to get something to get this off the printer, and I saw that, and I was like, when did I print this?
And Katie and Charlie keeping printers around America working.
Okay. So LeBron could be the fun one. You're absolutely right. And this is why this guy is so marketable. Okay. Obviously, he's really good at basketball. Mm. The GOAT, as they say, or something.
You got it.
Or something.
Men, don't underestimate being silly. Okay, because it's an adorable quality. Mm. And he really leans into it. And you would think that he would be somebody that would like take himself so seriously because he is so good at what he does. But no, he's doing Halloween makeup. He's doing Christmas with his kids, all matching jammies.
Yeah.
Adorable. I do have to also say, his wife said, he wants to live in my skin.
That was a bar.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that was a bar.
And I said, ooh-wee. Now, men, listen to this carefully. Say this to the right woman, okay? You don't want to, like, you meet somebody on Tinder and on your first date, you say,
hey, girl, I want to live in your skin.
Yeah, girl, please, let me just live in that skin. Because
yeah,
you're
with Buffalo Bill or something.
Right. That makes it sound like I'm going to be found in a shallow grave, okay?
Yep.
But if a man loves you and he says, I want to live in your skin.
It puts the lotion.
Okay, you can. Okay, so that's
that
LeBron.
That was a bar. That was a bar, what you said.
The other thing I wanted to touch on, The time limit he's allowed to play.
Okay. I think she hit me. I think you're misunderstanding the minutes restriction.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The minutes restriction.
Yeah. It's not that he's not allowed to play that long.
We should actually implement that. I like that. LeBron, you've got 2 minutes left. I know it's the third quarter, but you're going to have to get your ass out of here for the rest of the game.
Well, then what does it mean?
It means he's 40.
This is my point. Okay,
No, it's not ageism. No, it's not because he's old.
It's because of what?
They're trying to monitor. They want to keep him available as long as possible. They don't want him to put the same wear and tear on
him. But he's not doing anything that would make, like, his performance hasn't been failing. So why would you limit a person? It reminds me of like women in Hollywood where they get older and even though they are still just as talented, they become less valuable.
Hmm. Well, LeBron's still pretty valuable. Just to be clear.
Katie's saying is LeBron's argument. He said, let me play. I'm fine. Well,
I'm just as good as I always
okay,
was.
Just to be clear, do we think Darvin Ham is telling LeBron James, we're going to restrict your minutes to 30?
I would love to read a quote from Darvin Ham.
That sentence is...
Quote.
Okay? He said, They are limiting James' minutes to around 28 to 30 minutes per game to help the team be mindful of his effectiveness. That is word salad that means nothing.
Can I tell you something you might not know?
What?
Darvin Ham was fired.
Oh, well, good.
So,
well, good. I support that.
Oh, damn. Well, he's got no
Katie and Jason Jones. Everybody hates Darvin Ham.
Yeah, you should ask me. I would have said do it a lot sooner. Okay, Jimmy. Come on, man.
Jimmy's
he
fun.
Is like, would be the best girlfriend to have. He's like, good time, Charlie, ready to let his hair down. You know, he'd sit there and gossip with you.
Yeah.
He's got things to say. Did you know, though, he is like, regularly tied to like all kinds of like Hollywood actresses,
yeah.
Shakira,
yeah.
Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I thought I was informing you guys of something.
No, we appreciate. No, you're doing good.
I feel like I'm doing great.
I don't know if you're
killing it.
I don't know if I heard Miley Cyrus.
I didn't hear Miley Cyrus either.
And Lolo Jones.
Yeah. Well, Lolo's an interesting character.
Lolo. Yeah.
No.
We can move on.
Lolo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Anthony Edwards, obviously the villain.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
I think I have a very interesting take on him.
Okay. What was your first impression of Anthony Edwards?
I said that I hated him. I texted you and I said, this Anthony Edwards, I hate him.
This was like 5 minutes into the first episode that she sends this text. I'm like, how far in the series are you? I just started.
Didn't like him out the gate. I think he's very insecure.
Oh.
I know that he is very talented at what he does, but I think personally he has a lot of insecurities, and all of this is just vibrato so that nobody can see that.
Mm.
Also, I have a question. Is he called Ant-Man because he's small?
No, that's...
It's not.
It's not?
It's because his name is Anthony.
Because his name is Anthony.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe he's not insecure then. Because to let people call you an ant when you're a man, I guess you have to feel kind of okay about yourself, right? Because that's like basically, like, it sounds like they're saying, hey, little guy.
Oh, no, they're not doing that.
They're not doing that.
No.
Yeah, man. Anthony.
Yeah.
That's how I took it.
Man. Well,
no.
To your point about Anthony Edwards, though, I don't know if he's insecure or not, but I can only imagine there's things that he hasn't dealt with. You lose your mom as a child.
It certainly seems like
it. And all this other stuff. And you just keep going. You're this great basketball player. I haven't gotten that far along, but I don't know what the dad situation is.
I don't think we touch on it.
Yeah, I don't think the dad is mentioned once. His mom, his grandma, obviously.
Yeah,
I don't think his dad is mentioned at all.
I'm sure there's things he's had to work through.
Kind of like Deuce's mom. Not referenced the whole show. Never brought up. As far as we know, Deuce was just...
Couldn't find her.
Out of the sky.
Couldn't find her. I think he reads like somebody who has some stuff he hasn't worked through, and he is putting on a show so that nobody knows that.
Mm.
That's what I think.
That's a good observation.
Jason Tatum.
Did you Google Anthony Edwards at all, by the way?
No.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Why?
Yeah, they didn't tell the whole story.
Yeah, they left a lot out
like
of that.
Like what?
Well,
this may add to her theory, though.
Well, you know how Anthony Edwards, the primary story with Ant is the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lot of them.
He does.
Yeah, he's got.
Well, he's got a lot in the last 365 days.
Yeah.
Like how many?
I think we're at four.
We know of.
I don't like to talk about a woman's looks, but I expected his girlfriend to be cuter.
I thought she was cute.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you can talk about a girl's looks. Okay. I don't think we can.
Part of also being a reality TV viewer is being bitchy about it. Please understand
that. I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
Let's get Jason Tatum a dating reality show.
Well, we can't do that.
Why?
He's involved.
With who?
With a star. LMA.
Fill me in. When did this happen?
They've been dating for...
Again, not referenced in the series, just for the record, so it's okay. It's okay that you didn't know that.
They've been dating for some years now, and
For some years, and she wasn't referenced?
Yeah, I think it's off and on, and they just had a baby. Like she was
it's
pregnant.
Off and on and they're having a baby?
She was pregnant during the final. She had the baby before the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well then
she's a star. They're a beautiful couple.
Well that I thought I had a moneymaker there. I thought, bravo, call me, because I have some ideas.
What did you label Tatum again in your categories?
The one you're rooting for. But that's because I thought he was a single dad.
Well, I think he is a single dad. Like, well, like that doesn't make Ella May is the Deuce's mom.
Yeah, also, well, I don't know if he's a single dad.
Well, if he has a partner and they have a kid together, I assume that they're
cohabitating. Well, at what point do you become a partner? I don't know.
Well, and then also, like, if they split up when Deuce is with them, then he's not technically a single dad, right? Like if he don't have full custody.
If he is with somebody when Deuce is with him, I would say he's not a single dad.
Mm. I think he has full custody.
I get that impression too.
If he's got full custody, then
sure made it seem like he had full custody of Deuce. Like it's him, like it's him and his mom.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if
his mom goes everywhere with him.
Mind you, I haven't.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Katie, I haven't watched all 10 episodes yet.
Well, you don't have to because I'm here.
That's fine. It's the podcast version I told Katie
that she'd be great on a podcast. Just kind of forgetting that she has a radio show.
Yeah, he's like, you know, you should have a podcast. She goes, well, I forgot what you did.
She has the biggest radio show in the entire cluster, but it's cool.
It's fine. Okay. Domas. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We love Domas.
So sweet. Their either son or daughter, kind of couldn't tell, probably son, is one of the most beautiful children I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, that is a gorgeous baby.
Tiger's a son, but they have another baby.
They had another baby, yeah.
Yeah, because she was pregnant.
Right.
At the stomp.
Let's talk about the stomp.
Okay.
I need to know.
I understand this is what these men do for a living. Not that stomping is a part of
it. It's not a thing.
Let someone stomp on my man and see how well I react.
Well, wait a minute, Katie. You can't run onto the Golden One Center floor.
Angela Bassett waiting to exhale that man's stuff. I would lose it.
You can't do that.
Then I'm not, guys, then guess what? I'm not cut out to be a basketball wife. Okay? Cancel me.
You can't run on the Golden One Center floor, and you can't burn up the Draymond Green's car.
I could bully him later or something.
I personally think Katie could beat Draymond Green's ass, if I'm being completely honest.
She might, but she can't burn his car up.
Well, I would have somebody else do it.
Angela Bassett did it. No, I don't see why Katie can't.
Right. And you got your own meme. It's great.
Did I send you the video of the did you see the actual that?
I looked it up.
You saw the actual play at
and
the Golden
One
Center.
And that's when I got mad.
Okay. All right. Because
they might have showed it. Did they show it?
They did, but it was what they showed and discussed was a very abbreviated version. They brought up the stomp. Domas instantly starts laughing and goes like, I don't care. And then he kind of goes, but ask her, and she's off in the background, and then the camera cuts to her. Okay, stomp. Let's talk about it.
Take off my hair.
Yeah.
Like take you, off my hair. Let's talk.
It's very abbreviated. It's not a long segment. They don't show the aftermath. They don't show the stuff with the crowd. I remember, I told her, I was like, this.
Oh, yeah,
actually,
you did say, like, something.
This got really bad. Yeah. Like, we were.
And was that at home?
Yeah, it was here. It was here, and it got. We thought something was going to happen.
Were you guys there at the time?
Yeah, we were. It was the closest I've. It was the most I've ever felt something really bad is on the verge of happening. Mm-hmm. Because
what would people do? Go after?
I thought he was going to go in there. I thought they were going to attack him.
Yeah,
throw stuff at him.
Yeah, no, like, it was that. Like it was that because what they didn't show was again that part of it's really short. Mm. Like they do not harp on it a long time at all. It's literally. Domas' wife saying, you know, she was pregnant, and then they just kind of left, and that was it. It was never brought up again. Mm-hmm. But what they don't show is after he does it, the crowd is furious.
Sure.
And he starts egging the crowd on, and he's doing all this, and the crowd is getting, like, he stands on the...
Draymond Green is doing that.
He stands on the benches... facing us, like where we're sitting, like where the media is. And he's like, come on, come on. And we're watching the crowd like, oh, God, like this is about to happen. And there's people like there. You see people pulling other people back and off right behind him on the other side of the court is the commissioner of the NBA watching the whole thing transpire like this.
Mm-hmm. OK, arms crossed,
just watching it. And eventually they pull him, the Warriors get him off of the seat and send him to the back. He gets thrown out of the game, obviously. He gets suspended.
Okay, I was going to ask if he got suspended.
Yeah, but it was the most tense arena I've ever been in. Like, he was egging people on. Yeah, it was bad.
And that is why sometimes you get your car set on fire. Allegedly.
You know, I don't know if they do it throughout the whole show, but when they introduce Domas and his wife, I like to call it like the Spike Lee effect, where Domas is talking about his wife, and he's like, yeah, she, you know, she's really critical of me, and she'll say something like, and then they go to her, and she goes like, why did you disappear in the third quarter? And
that matches
up with his voice. I was like, oh yeah, that's kind of dope.
I love that. So those are my thoughts. I really enjoyed it. I mean, I didn't finish it, but
it's fine.
I mean,
it's good.
I did have to. More basketball.
She
caught. Right?
Yeah, so she. I did spoil it for her yesterday. I was like, well, Tatum did win the title.
I have like two episodes left. Do I need?
Which
to
it couldn't
about?
Have worked out better when you think about the cast. Mm. You had, you know, it sucks for us, but Domas doesn't make it. Mm. Jimmy gets eliminated pretty quickly. Ant-Man goes to the conference finals. You know, LeBron gets eliminated, and then Tatum. Wins the championship.
Yeah.
So, from a series perspective, Netflix, when it was all over, had to think, oh, my God, like, this could not have been better for us.
And that's how they started the show with Tatum, like, you can't win.
Yep.
Like, that was the, I don't know. But
setting
it like
the narrative of the guy you root for.
Right. The overarching story was Tatum's in this place that only accepts championships.
Right.
He can't win it. And will he get there? And he ends up getting
one of the things I thought was so sweet is you can see in his house a really big canvas picture of him dunking on LeBron. Mm-hmm. And like, because he's so young, obviously, this kid grew up probably worshiping LeBron James, as I assume all up and coming basketball players.
Kobe Bryant, yeah.
And to have that moment where he is overperforming on this person that he, I'm sure, admired for so long, like, that, like, makes me emotional. I think that's amazing.
Well, just for those unaware.
Just for those unaware,
Katie gets emotional a lot. Like, she is.
I can't even watch sports in slow motion because it makes me cry.
In slow motion.
Katie is an emotional little creature. Zebra PT asking, can we keep her? Yes, in fact, we can keep her. And Jesse, I think we're. So I'm going on your show tomorrow.
Yes.
And we're going to play. So this kind of sucks. I didn't tell you this, but this is whack. Kyle comes on the show and gets to open presents. True. I have to come and like perform for your audience. Like, yeah. Like, so
I've played No Name Movie Game.
So I've listened to your show a million times and I know how this works. So I'm going to be paired with a caller.
Yes.
And I have to describe a movie that, and they have to figure out what I'm describing.
You can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses from the movie, or any of the characters from the movie. Oh. But don't worry.
Can we practice
more stuff?
So the difference between your show and ours is we don't really have to go to commercial break. So we could just, I know you have other things to do and you're probably tired, but you've missed your nap time. So let's just keep.
I've missed my nap time.
Nap time is what, 11 or so?
God, I hope so. But it's like for 3 hours too. So
her nap time is like a full night's sleep just in the middle of the day.
I go down to like 11:30 and 3:34. I'm like, oh, woo-hoo.
Dinner time. Little reality TV, back to sleep.
Right. Yeah, it's a good life.
So are we going to practice this?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
so
let's go.
So you have a list of movies.
Yeah.
Okay. How is this going to work? Do I have to describe them to Kenny?
Am I the caller?
And Kenny's like the caller?
Okay, yeah, let's do it that way.
Okay.
And I've got to guess.
You have to guess. Okay. Because here, Pat, my arms are short.
Well, yeah, I can't see.
Oh, right. Okay, I have tiny little T-Rex arms. Okay.
Oh, you printed it, too. That's what's good.
Yeah, but put it in my notes. How would you have it?
Now, I might be the worst person to play this game.
Oh, man, this is.
There's probably only 50 movies in the world I've seen. So this will be interesting.
Okay, now here's the thing. You don't necessarily hold on. You don't necessarily have to have seen the movie, okay? Mm-hmm. You could just find ways to describe the title.
Okay, I don't have a clock like you guys do.
Oh, you want me to set a timer?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, it's 45 seconds.
It's 45 seconds. Gosh. So we got to get as many as we can in 45 seconds.
Oh, there's multiples?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's as many movies as you can get in 45 seconds.
All right, let's do it. We got this.
Okay, we all remember the rules.
Hold on. Just, I can go in any order I want, right?
You can go in any order you want. Okay, ready?
This is so whack. All right. Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Okay. Okay. I got. Okay.
Okay. Ready? Yep. Set. Go.
Okay. The opposite of big.
Little.
And then they're at the dive bar. You see him at the dive bar.
Little Mermaid.
In the sea. Giant teeth.
Sharknado.
We have them.
Shark beard?
No,
okay,
no.
If you've seen the movie, you can try to describe the movie.
Giant fish? Like for a kid. Like for a kid.
Toy.
Like
Toy Story.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, two.
Okay, what is this?
Okay, time's up. Okay. I think you could have said shark for Jaws.
The Chatty House got it.
Yeah,
I didn't get it.
I kind of thought they might.
I said beard.
Okay. I was trying to say. No,
you're technically not supposed to gesture either.
Don't tell me what to do.
Okay. It does seem like you're struggling.
Dude, I'm going to fail in front of your audience tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. You ready?
I'm going to do it?
Yeah. No. I'm going to describe it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm winning.
We'll show him how it's supposed to be done.
Okay.
Okay. This.
Wait, do I need to set a timer?
I have a timer.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
No cheating.
Okay. She is a Disney princess. And she has really long hair. She's stuck in a tower.
What's the girl's name? Rapunzel.
Okay, but that's not the name of the movie.
Oh, my God.
If your hair is like ratted, it's what?
Tangled.
Yes, very good. Okay, he's green and he's an ogre.
Shrek.
Yes, okay. This is a superhero. He's super smart and he has like a weird white circle on his chest. And his suit is red. And
Incredibles?
No, he's one guy, okay? And you should be getting that. Okay, the opposite
Iron
of
Man.
Woman. Yes, thank you. Yeah. Okay. Okay, time's up.
He didn't have a white on his thing. That's what threw me
he
off.
He has that glow.
Well, it's a glow.
Thing,
and, yeah, white. That's what threw me off.
I was confused too. It's like yellow,
you
isn't
couldn't
it?
Get
it
jobs.
Me
so
and
I no okay so no now I got it.
Okay,
do we have another one?
Yeah.
No, let me try.
Okay, I have another.
I just want to be the guesser.
I don't think.
Oh man. Okay, do you want to try these?
Katie's
no,
arm.
No, I don't want to do those.
Katie's arms are short.
I don't want to do
okay,
those.
Okay, when I'm at MAP and I'm training and I'm doing like a leg,
okay,
like a leg machine.
Let me go
I can't
again.
Grab
let me
the handles because my arms are too short.
Let's say I have 1, 2, 3. I have 4 left. Let me try to get these 4.
Okay.
All right.
The record right now is 3.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get it. We'll get it here.
I'm getting in the groove.
Ready,
too.
Set, go.
It's the baseball movie with the giant dog that eats eats the ball.
Okay,
a Christmas movie, one of everybody's favorites, but Santa's Little Helper.
Bad Santa.
Big Ears. No. Will Ferrell. Okay. I don't know how to describe this movie. I've never seen it. But
just do the words.
We work in a What is this? What is Odyssey? What is this entire building?
It's the office.
Okay. But it's an area.
It's office kitchen.
Almost. What's
office space?
Thank you.
Wow.
If you're born in the United States, you're
American.
And you're
pie.
Crazy. No, you're crazy.
Okay.
American Psycho.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
Okay.
But you were describing. You're doing a good job describing.
All right, I got it. I think I'm feeling a little better.
Okay.
I'm feeling a little
okay.
better.
Okay, should I go again?
Yeah, go one more time.
Okay.
This is fun.
Okay.
I like this.
Okay.
I like this. Let's go. Let's go.
Okay.
This is my practice. This is my preseason.
If you've
for
never made love to someone, you are a
virgin.
And
40-year-old virgin.
Yes.
Virgin.
Okay. Another word for Satan.
Devil.
Yes. And
Devil
this
Wears
is a,
Prada.
Yes. Okay. He's a teenage vampire and he falls in love with her. And when.
Oh,
he,
oh
and also
gosh.
Like.
Moonlight.
No, it's like.
I got annoyed with him too.
Okay, you're so
got
close.
Agitated
so
by
close.
Him. Twilight.
Yes.
Twilight. Okay, yeah.
Okay,
Twilight.
The capital of Alaska.
Fargo.
No, that's not.
What's the capital?
Juno.
Juno.
Oh my God!
Fargo's the movie, right? Fargo is a movie, right?
No, the movie is Juno. That is the game that we're playing.
But Fargo's a movie, right?
Fargo is a movie.
That's what I was thinking of. Hey, I don't know where Fargo is.
Why my boy saying it with hella confidence too? Oh man. Oh, that is amazing.
Juneau's the capital of Alaska?
It is, every day.
I learned something today.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
I thought Fargo was in Alaska. I ain't never heard of no Fargo except out of the movie. That's why I inherited.
Maybe we'll give you movies you've seen tomorrow.
I'm so excited. No, I can do it.
Okay.
No, he was doing good.
Yeah, like good. It'll be a little... With a caller, I won't know what they've seen and haven't seen. Like, I didn't know how to describe American Psycho because I didn't think Kenny had seen it. So that's why I had to say, why I went the route
I
had gone.
The way you were going about it, yeah. You could have been like, wee, wee,
what's the record?
6.
Ooh.
Maybe 7.
Somebody was cooking.
Yeah. Sometimes people just go. Ooh. They just know. But then sometimes people are dumb.
I just got to be better than you were last Friday. You struggled a bit last Friday.
I was recovering
from
COVID.
Okay, well, you use a certain voice when you're agitated with me, and it's funny because you use that same voice in the video where I ask you to move, and you're like, I'm doing my job.
My rich baby.
Your rich baby. That's right.
I got to ask you, Katie, about starting five. You know, people talk about Housewives. I don't really watch Housewives. I only watch one.
Potomac.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Who's Giselle?
Ooh.
Because Giselle, so I like Giselle.
You know what?
Maybe just because I'm attracted to her.
Yeah.
But like my mom and everybody else, oh, Giselle's so problematic. And I watch the show. She don't really do nothing.
She is shady. She even has her own podcast that's called Reasonably Shady. So I'm going to say...
Well, that's a good podcast name right there.
I think I'm going to say Anthony Edwards. Because she stirs that...
So what she does is she stirs it up and she just watches it all unfold.
But she does it in such a way that it's like the person that's being shaded, you're almost like, that was so good, I can't even say anything. Like, you really got me.
Her and what's
the grand dame.
Yeah, they
and Huger.
Yeah. Sometimes they get along and it's all good and I'm like, oh, they made up, and then they get mad at each other.
But then they always make up again.
Yeah.
They're two of the best reality stars because they're so mean to each other, but they love each other so much. It's great.
I was telling Dame he didn't know Juan Dixon was on there.
Well, he's not anymore.
That's what I heard.
Well, he's problematic.
Oh.
I would have never thought that about Juan.
Did you hear about when he like flew a woman in from Canada and then like got her a hotel room and then she posted the receipts with his name on Instagram?
Oops.
He shouldn't have challenged her.
Right.
She didn't challenge it. She got receipts. Don't challenge her. But when I say I would have never thought that about Juan, that's purely based on me watching him play basketball at Maryland. I don't know anything about the man.
What'd you think about his basketball career at Maryland?
Oh, God. I thought it was moving.
It was very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
And now I think he coaches like high school basketball, does he? Or does
Sounds about right.
Coach college.
He might have went back to Maryland and does some I don't know. I haven't kept up with him.
I don't know. His wife's no longer on the show.
Mm.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, it's because she was keeping their secrets and then did not reveal what he was doing until you had to like pay. Like, it was like a paywall situation for their podcast. And she kept it all from Bravo and then made money on it on herself.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, she should have known that was going to be.
Also, she was boring.
Oh, okay.
I mean, just like half asleep all the time.
I think, what's her name? Robin?
Robin.
Yeah.
Would you watch a second season of Starting Five?
Absolutely. But it has to be laid out this way. Like, it was laid out this way on purpose. There's no way they didn't choose these people.
Yeah.
Like.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
100%.
They definitely, like, were using the template, you know? Yeah.
Maybe she should watch Receiver.
That's what I was just thinking, the same thing. I was trying to figure out if Receiver would work.
I think it does. I mean, Justin is Ant.
Who's Devontae?
Oh yeah, no. Devontae's the villain. Justin is Jimmy Butler.
There you go. Yeah, Justin might be Jimmy. So they have another.
Kittle is like, well, no. Kittle's probably Jimmy Butler. Justin is probably LeBron. Actually, Justin might be Tatum.
Okay, this isn't working. We'll work through this a little bit. I'll come back and do my own version. Receiver's kind of like a football version of.
But they get into like their personal lives.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
St. Brown is Sabonis.
Sure. Yeah.
The thing is, they don't have an OG.
Right.
That's the
missing. Like, you're not really saying any names, I feel like.
No, I know. Yeah, no, yeah.
So
no,
I'm guessing there's not
this
an OG.
This means less than nothing to you.
No,
so
I like the idea of it.
Yeah.
I just don't know who you're talking about. Kittle, yes.
Okay. You know who Kittle is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes
Kittle's
sense.
Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
All right, The Wake Up Call, Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 10 a.m. You can check out their podcast, which like 100,000 people do a month.
No,
I'm not in my feelings about it at all. Every time they put up that stupid slide every month where there's The Wake Up Call and there's D'Lo and Casey.
He gets mad every single month.
Second place every month.
We've been doing this for 15 years. So you'll get there.
Well, they're not falling. They're LeBron. They're not falling off anytime soon.
That's facts. That's LeBron James over there.
That's very flattering. Thank you.
And Roosters on the River tomorrow.
Yes. See you tomorrow, 11 to 1.
11 to 1 for your chance every 10 minutes to win tickets to Golden Sky this weekend at Discovery Park.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.